You're listening to Australia's fastest growing podcast network. This is the Lifestyle Pod Network. You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 164. And it's not only episode 164, it's coming out on our 6th anniversary. So as you listen to this, if you're listening to it on day one, we're celebrating 6 years of The Dream Show, which is why we're up to episode 164 already. And of course, we are continuing. And as you know, the format for about 80% of our shows is that we have a guest on the show and I help them understand their dream. And the other 20% of the time, we talk about different things or related to dreams. And today, in celebration of our 6th year, that's what we're going to do. And one thing that I've picked out, and I'm going to keep a secret until the end of today's show, is I went to the blog. The blog's been going about 5.5 years, I think, now. We've actually been online for 17 years. The first website went up 17 years ago. So it's all numbers, isn't it? Let's push the numbers to one side. I went to the blog to find out, to find out which is the most visited blog of some 300 plus articles. And I found out which one it is, and I'm going to read it to you at the end of today's show. So you can have a maybe think, I wonder what kind of subject might be the most popularly Googled subject. I wonder which is the most popular blog, and we'll see if you're right at the end. But first of all, we're going to come in at a blog that I wrote quite recently, actually in February 2015, called All the World's a Stage. And it's a bit about dreams, and there's some dream tips in it, and it's a bit about other things as well. But I thought it was kind of appropriate on a 6th anniversary of The Dream Show. So enjoy. Here we go. Oh, here we don't go, because this is where I'm supposed to mention the website addresses. The main website these days, just go straight to www.janetheresa.com. That's Theresa without an H, and you can get anywhere from there. So that's the promo over. On with All the World's a Stage. The moment has come to step out on stage and perform in front of an audience, but you haven't prepared. Worse than this, you know zilch. It's a common dream theme, and you've probably had a variation of it at some point in your life. What did you make of it? How did you relate it to your life? How did it help you to understand yourself more deeply or to make a change? Your dream might involve a theatre performance, giving a presentation at work, teaching a class of eager students, delivering your artwork for public exhibition, flying a plane, or any number of situations, all of which come down to you not being able to deliver because you haven't prepared or you don't know enough. In a recent dream, I was to play a classical orchestral piece on keyboard. It was to be a solo performance. The auditorium was packed, the audience looked discerning, an anticipatory silence descended, and all eyes were on me, seated at the keyboard at the very centre of the room. Not only had I not studied or practised a piece, but I'm not a musician. I might have been able to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star with one finger, but then again, maybe not. I wondered what to do. I thought I was alone in this, but to my surprise, the conductor came into the room, sat opposite me across the keyboard, and held me in her mesmerizing gaze. I woke up before playing a note, although now I knew what to do. Every dream is as unique as every dreamer, so there's no blanket interpretation that applies to everyone for this kind of dream theme. All dreams reflect your conscious and unconscious experiences of the last 1 to 2 days, and it's most helpful to begin by looking at a dream as a metaphor for what's been going on for you during those couple of days. Look for the metaphor in your dream. What feels accurate? Where in your life did you feel unprepared? Or was your metaphor more along the lines of over-promising and under-delivering? Or being over-prepared, leaving no room for changing your approach? Or being fearful of judgment? Or feeling you lack talent? You'll know when you found the connection, you'll feel a tingly sensation, a kind of knowing, though your logical mind might say, no way, respect the tingly sensation and explore. There is so much more to dream analysis, but this first step can open your eyes and bless you with new understanding about yourself, your inner world, your unconscious mindset. My dream reflected the decision I had just made about the new book I'm writing this year, and the last throes of inner conflict about a change of writing approach and style. I came through. By the end of the dream, I had resolved the conflict and knew what to do. I woke up feeling confident and energized. I was ready to begin to place my fingers on my laptop keyboard to orchestrate words into being. My previous books were all planned in detail before I began writing. I named chapters, summarized the intended content chapter by chapter, decided upon a style, created a template for each chapter, specified the path I would take to guide readers through a process or to get my message across. There was rationality in the structure, a solid plan. I was prepared for each book, that I even knew how long it would take me to write. My writing days were planned. X number of writing days at Y number of words equals first draft completed by Z date. And it worked for each of the 6 paperback books I have written. Safe within that structure, the actual words I chose were free to find their own expression, as if I were the observer, to surprise me with new twists, insights, metaphors, to write their own examples, to make me smile. So I have decided on a complete change in approach and style for this new book. I haven't prepared in my usual classical way. I haven't prepared a structure, marked out days in my diary, plotted the path, or even the message. I feel the music. My dream reminded me that some part of me knows how to conduct the flow, to hold my attention in the mesmerized moment. All I need to do is lean into the keyboard and let it flow. That much I understood at the end of my dream. On the caffeinated wings of my morning coffee, I realized that some part of me is also the musical keyboard in the dream, the instrument or channel for the music, no doubt conducted by my mesmerized in the moment intuitive self, free to break free from a pre-planned logical structure. Sticking with the metaphor, this may sound like big noting myself into my abilities, but in dream analysis, it's helpful to look at everything as well as everyone in the dream as representing something about the dreamer. In short, if I get stuck while I'm writing, I will imagine being the music. This is a form of dream alchemy, moving into a potent dream symbol, giving it and yourself more life. Now, dear discerning audience, there are no big promises here. I may write something wonderful, something inspirational, something profound, or I may write something more akin to a one-fingered rendition of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but whatever it is, I will enjoy the process. The night before this dream, I dreamed I was on stage performing in a Shakespeare play. Everyone else knew their lines. I didn't. I hadn't prepared. But I got by. As I whispered to one of the other actors, "It's okay, I don't know the lines, but I know the general gist." Much to the other actors' amusement, I reframed Shakespeare's beautiful poetry to fit the theme and even had the audience laughing at one point with my Shakespearean puns. I'm sure they were far funnier in my dream, and I would certainly have been booed off the stage in waking life. But as a precursor to my keyboard dream, it rather fits the bill, don't you think? So I'm sure that you or someone you know has had that kind of dream before. And I hope that you or someone you know got something out of that. And so I thought we'd move from a dream of doing something in public or not doing something in public to an article I wrote all about secrets. Secrets. And this one I wrote in November 2014, and it's called The Secret of Life. And I have chosen this one because we are on the way, remember, to discovering what the most popular blog article is on my blog, and there is a connection with this that might be a clue for you, it might not. But this article, The Secret of Life. When I was about 6 or 7, an aunt gave me an autograph book for my birthday. I can still picture it, a padded matte white vinyl cover with an illustration of a modish 1960s lady, pen poised in her hand, and lots of different coloured, invitingly blank pages. My dad wanted to be the first to write in my book, and he spent what seemed like hours looking through a quote of the day calendar to find exactly the right saying. I treasured that book, and all these decades later, I can still remember some of the quotes and sayings and who wrote them. I took them all to heart. I've actually lost the book, but I do remember it. My grandmother chose a 1950s favourite. Little puffs of powder, little dabs of paint, make a girl's complexion look what it ain't. I always took that to mean that too much makeup smothered your authentic beauty. But now I look at the words again, it could also be about the positives of the grown-up art of beautification. My grandmother and my mother used puffs of powder and lipstick, nothing else. I just use lipstick. I wonder how much that autograph has influenced me throughout my life. My school teacher chose, "Eat no green apples or you'll droop. Be careful not to get the croup. Avoid the chicken pox and such, and don't fall out of windows much." Well, I'd already had the croup and the chicken pox, so all I had to do was avoid green apples and windows. I've just Googled, so now I know those words were originally penned by Edward Anthony. I loved the rhyme and rhythm of those autographs and the thinking they made me do as a child, because they seemed to be straightforward, and yet they weren't. Dad sat at the table, surrounded by 365 little tear-off pages from last year's calendar, arranged into piles of suitable autograph sayings. Finally, he couldn't decide between two, so I got two. I got, "The person who knows everything never gets far," and "The secret of life is not to do what you like, but to like what you do." I'm just going to read that one again, that second one, because we go on to explore that more in this article. "The secret of life is not to do what you like, but to like what you do." Mr. Google hasn't been able to help me find an original source for Dad's choice, which has both puzzled and inspired me. Sometimes to like what I do, and sometimes to do what I like. Surely the secret, as adopted by Alcoholics Anonymous and other 12-step programs from Reinhold Niebuhr's Serenity Prayer, is, "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." Plus a little Buddhist attitude. Before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. Where in your life have you chosen to like what you do? How has this approach blessed you? Where in your life have you chosen to do something you like, something you otherwise wouldn't have done if you were focused on liking what you do? How has this approach blessed you? Recently, I've been enjoying writing my own sayings or musings and popping them onto images to share. Here's one. Well, you can't see the image, but here are the words that go with it. "Driven by fear or danced by love? You choose. Heartbeat by heartbeat." Does it resolve the issue of whether to do what you like or to like what you do? What do you think? The tricky bit is that we often don't know when our choices and actions are driven by fear. We are all too easily driven by unconscious fear. The other tricky bit is that sometimes we need to discover love and how to be danced by it. As a dream analyst, I am blessed to be able to do the work I like and to help people look into their dreams to see their unconscious fears and the enormity of their love, to help them know which of their choices in life are driven, consciously or unconsciously, by fear, and to help them surrender to be danced by love. So, now we arrive. Which is the most popular vlog? Which is the most viewed blog on my site? I looked at the stats, so I actually know that this blog gets more views per month than any other, and has had more total visits than any other, and it's also had so many comments, to which I replied, that I had to just stop the comments from coming in. So I know that it's popular, and it's actually one that is an excerpt from my book, 101 Dream Interpretation Tips. And the blog, I blogged it in September 2011, if you want to look it up on the blog roll, September 2011, and it is called When You Wake Up Crying. And as I read it, you'll hopefully see the connection between talking about secrets just now. When you wake up crying. When you wake up crying real tears, or simply feeling profoundly sad for no apparent reason, it's because you have finally touched upon some buried grief through a dream. You may have released it all, or there may be more to come. Either way, this is good and healing. Don't you always feel much better after a cry? Even if you don't remember the dream, rest assured that tears are better out than in. And although you may become more aware in the next few days of a past event that caused you grief, you are well on the way to finally letting it go and moving on. There will be times in your past where you were unable to express your grief, or where you felt you should try to hide it. Perhaps boys don't cry, or you were advised to keep a stiff upper lip, or you accepted a hurtful situation as normal, as something to be endured, so you packed grief away out of sight. Or perhaps the only way to get through a situation was to pretend to yourself that it wasn't happening, or wasn't important, or that you were coping wonderfully, or needed to smile for others, or that you had already healed. These and other forms of denial are like band-aids. They work on the surface, but the deeper wound still hurts, affecting how you live your life. One day the grief finally breaks through, perhaps accompanied by a dream of a dam bursting or a tsunami breaking, and you wake up crying. If you can remember your dream, look for clues about your grief, as understanding the past will help you to accelerate your healing. Look for a young child or younger person in the dream who seems sad or hurt, or trying to cover up his or her feelings. What age is the child? Ask what happened for you at that age, or that number of years ago. It doesn't matter whether the child or person looks like you. He or she most likely symbolizes the event or your hurt. Also look for historical markers in your dream. You know, perhaps cars, houses, clothes, or numbers that help to give you a time period to explore. When you have found the source of your grief, do this dream alchemy practice. Close your eyes and, if you had a child in your dream, this is, close your eyes and visualize hugging and comforting yourself as you were back then, or hugging and comforting the child in the dream. Let her cry all her tears dry. Then let her smile and laugh and grow strong and happy. Tell her how wonderful her life will be now that her tears have washed it all away. And see her growing before your eyes, changing and becoming a strong, happy, powerful, and relieved new you. Merge with her in your mind's eye and take her fully healed into your heart. Now, I corrected myself as I read that last paragraph, and I shouldn't have done, because as I approached that last paragraph, I thought the dream alchemy practice I had given was specifically for the kind of dream where there's a young child in pain in your dream, but it actually wasn't. If you go back and listen to those words again, it's also about maybe if you've identified the source of the grief and you think to yourself, oh, that happened when I was 8 or 17 or whatever, do that dream alchemy practice, but go back and visualize meeting yourself at age 8 or 17 or whatever and going through that hugging and integration procedure. So I hope that's helpful in itself, but if you'd like to go find out more about that, go to the blog, which of course is janeteresa.com. Go to the blog roll and click on September 2011 and click on When You Wake Up Crying, and you can read all the comments. Although I think there's also a search box on the blog. You just put in When You Wake Up Crying and it will come up. And you can read through all the comments and questions, many of which I've answered in some detail. So that may extend your knowledge and self-understanding if you've had that kind of dream yourself. So there we go, from stuff out public to writing and flowing to secrets to the inner world to denial to tears to release to integration to healing to right back to the first beginning, really, to being back in the creative and wonderful flow of the world. Where's these little words again? not driven by fear, but danced by love. Driven by fear or danced by love. You choose heartbeat by heartbeat. So we could also say driven by grief or danced by love, but grief, fear, they have their roots in similar places. You choose heartbeat by heartbeat. Thank you for being with us for another episode of The Dream Show. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, you know what to do. Go to janeteresa.com, the blog, and it'll be very easy to find out from there how to contact me. Of course, you can go also to my blog. That's where all the episodes of The Dream Show are. Just click The Dream Show and you can listen back to all 163 other episodes. Or if you're listening to this one out of time, at the moment we're approaching the 1st of May 2015. If you're listening to that later than that, then of course there will be subsequent episodes that I don't even know about yet for you to listen to. You can also always find the last 10 episodes on iTunes. That 10's probably enough. Enjoy, sweet dreams. If you need to want to find out more, again, come to my blog, which leads everywhere, including to our shop, where you can book consultations with me if you wish, by books, by ebooks, all of that. Have a wonderful month. The next episode, although I don't know what it's going to be about, episode 165, I do know, is due out on the 29th of May 2015. So I'll talk to you then. Have a wonderful month. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
The Dream Show is a production of Jane Teresa Anderson for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one in the Lifestyle Pod Network section of iTunes.